Seed Quickies, episode 19, The Three Musketeers. Wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, 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 chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, 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 wow. So awkward. Hey, I'm Scott.
And this is Sam.
And we saw The 3D Musketeers.
The 3D was pointless.
It was pointless.
Which, by the way, they promised me Mila Jovovich's boobs in 3D. Never got it. Disappointed.
Yeah, but she did pop out of a corset for a whole movie. You gotta love that.
I appreciated it. Though it was more amusing when the queen popped out of her corset.
That there are lots of corsets in this movie. Just saying.
And a lot of popping out.
Yeah. And, okay. So the plot is... Well, it's... Alexandre Dumas, Pear. It's classic work of revenge, money, and sex, but with an airship in it. Like, there are some other anachronistic elements, like, you know, lobsters at banquets and high-heeled shoes and the palace at Versailles. But honestly, if you don't count the airship, this is a better adaptation of the work than 2001's The Musketeer. Sit on that for a second.
Considering I've actually never read the work myself, which annoys me to all end as being someone who reads a lot, I really liked this adaptation. I thought it was really fun and really clever at times. The use of the airships was actually a nice added touch to it. In fact, it actually made the plot move very well for the most part. I mean, because the whole battle was over... war machines, you know. Both France and Britain wanted their own war machines, and one had to get the plans first. And there's nothing better than a birthday gift of a broken war machine.
The biggest change, aside from the steampunk, is that they sort of front-load the fact that Athos and Milady de Winter were married right at the beginning of the movie, rather than revealing it about 600 pages into that novel. Which then reveals why, oh, that's why Athos is such a nickel douche.
I actually thought that was appropriate, though. I mean, thinking back on it now, it almost seemed like instead of trying to milk the 600 pages further, they just said, you know what, we don't need to do that, we'll just establish it right now. That way, it'll make perfect sense to why Athos is such a douchebag throughout the entire movie, and why he continuously stays a douchebag throughout the entire movie.
For acting, we have... a bunch of people you've never really seen before. Orlando Bloom being corny as all freaking get out as the Duke of Buckingham. And, what's his name? The guy from Inglourious Basterds channeling Christopher Lambert's French accent into his performance as Cardinal Richelieu. Overall, it's solid. It's corny, stupid, fun acting in a corny, stupid, fun movie. Mila... has her requisite number of flipping around being acrobatic in tiny clothes scenes.
Can't be helped. It's by the director who did a lot of the Resident Evil movies, so that's kind of expected when you watch a film by that director. That being said, for the most part, I found some of the acting a bit flat at times. Particularly the actual Three Musketeers themselves were incredibly flat compared to the young gentleman who played D'Artagnan, who was as much as... he was creepy in the sense of he looked like he was 12.
What? He must have been 12, man.
He was actually surprisingly fun to watch. Like, I didn't think he was horrible, but he added that extra layer of cheesy that just kind of made it work. I mean, if you look at him, he's kind of a cross between Michael Cera meets Zac Efron.
Yeah.
And
there's you can see his bangs about to fall into his face all the time, and you're like, God damn.
He's a little emo kid. The funny thing is, you can't even call him an emo kid, because he was, like, perky and happy and excited the whole damn movie. And I think that's kind of what made it really fun. You know, being in the shoes of D'Artagnan, it allowed the audience to kind of get his level of excitement, especially considering the other three musketeers are like, we're washed up, we're drunk, we're this, we're that, and it's just like, you get that little extra bit of oomph from him that really does drive the movie forward.
Yeah.
Also, Orlando Bloom was hilarious. You leave him alone. I loved his awful hair and his awful mustache.
Oh, yeah. I think there should be special mention of the terrible French facial hair in this movie. Just all these little waxed mustaches for everyone. It was awesome and horrifying. But speaking of as the characters in terms of an adaptation, Porthos isn't vain enough, Aramis isn't enough of a womanizer, Athos is too young, and Planchet actually talks back when they treat him like ish, which is probably an improvement for the character. But there's a bit of charm throughout the entire book when they just treat Planchet like ish, and he takes it.
Well, he sort of does take it in this film. It's just more of a, yes, he talks back, but he's looking at it as, okay, I'm really sorry, I didn't mean to say what I said, but I'm still a member of the team, and therefore important. I mean, they actually make his character important in the film, which is really entertaining. I mean, he's the one who actually captures Milady de Winter, and he thinks it's the greatest accomplishment in his entire life.
Yeah, in the books, I don't think he actually spoke at all. I'm trying to remember.
I haven't read them, so I don't know.
Okay, sword fights.
Lots.
And good.
They were good. Very well choreographed. Also, add sword fights with lots of explosions in the background.
There were explosions and sword fights and swinging on things and hopping around.
That's what you would expect, though, from something titled The Three Musketeers.
Buckles were swashed quite thoroughly and well.
I approved of that sort of swashbuckling attitude. I don't know much about swashbuckling, though.
Music, entirely forgettable.
I don't know. There's some parts that were really good. I really liked the music when D'Artagnan is jumping to the other airship to go save whatever the crap her name is. She was completely forgettable. And he's all like, here, I will give you the jewelry. And then there's, this really epic theme song because the steamships are exploding and they're being shot at. So that was really cool. I don't know. I found the music, it worked for the most part. It was pretty atmospheric, but can I hum a tune from it? No.
Something I should mention is Rochefort. This movie's Rochefort is probably the best one we've had since Christopher Lee, which is saying something.
Definitely.
Lots of menace and glowering.
I approved of the menace and glaring. I also liked his giant chess set that took up a whole room. Also, we need to discuss King Louis. He was awesome.
Yeah.
I love the fact that they played into Louis's obsessions with fashion in particular. I love the fact that they would lie to him and say things like, this color's totally in. So he would go and get an outfit tailored, whatever. And then 5 seconds later, he'd find out that, no, it wasn't the right color, and his outfit looked stupid in the first place. It was really cute because the guy who played Louis just did it so perfectly. It was really corny and cheesy, but at the same time, you could feel the level of energy that the actor had to the part. It was just really exciting. And every time he freaked out, it was kind of adorable. It was like watching a gay man flail. Even though he was not even gay.
And any other thoughts, Sam?
No. I feel really bad that, again, I've never read the books, and my only familiarity comes from the 2001 film, The Musketeer, whatever, and I don't remember liking that movie. And then whatever Disney did with The Three Musketeers, because I also know they had a version, which I remember being entertaining. So I appreciate what this adaptation was trying to do. I mean, it was very action-oriented, and I think that's what people were expecting from it. That being said, there was no reason for it to be in 3D. There was no reason for a lot of the 3D aspects that they were trying to chuck into there. The acting was a bit stale at times, but I was kind of forgiving towards it because I was having a ball watching it. And sometimes maybe that's all you need.
All right. And a rating for you?
Probably a 3 out of 5.
All right. I am actually going to give this 2 boobs popping out of a corset. That's my rating.
You make me feel like I should be lowballing this.
It's stupid fun. Enjoy. If you've got a rainy Saturday afternoon to kill, and it's on, or you're near a rental place, go for it. But
it's not worth seeing in theaters.
Not a rush on it now.
And that's all for next time.
See ya.
Oh my God! It's the Backseat Producers.
Backseat Quickies and a number of better podcasts can be found at backseatproducers.com. If you offer any feedback or submit your own quickie, check out the thread at spoopyouthouse.com/forum. Music by Scott Wachter.
Oh yeah, baby.